Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, the main news will be the Lightning Labs announcement that Lightning Network comes into beta. And the second part of this show will be about whether blockchain is just a hype and whether companies actually need to build on blockchain technology. So let's jump right into this first and main important news story of the day. Lightning's first implementation is now in beta. Developers raised $2.5 million. So the company Lightning Labs, which is not working directly with Lightning.network, has announced that LND 0.4 has been published into beta and is now released into mainnet. So Lightning Labs and Lightning Network used to work together. So Joseph Poon, he was the creator, he wrote the original white paper of the Lightning Network. He actually worked with Elizabeth Stark, the CEO of Lightning Labs, together. But they had a small fallout and then split the organizations or the companies since then. But both work on the Lightning Network in parallel. So both The advancements and developments of both companies and organizations will actually benefit the Lightning Network in total. So it's working interchangeably, so that's not a problem. That to clear this part up. Lightning Labs is a company founded in Silicon Valley, and they've also announced that they have raised $2.5 million in seed investment. And what is interesting is that the people who have actually invested into the company are actually very well-known advisors and investors, and we'll talk about this in a second. So first of all, this LND 0.4 release is a beta, meaning don't jump to any kind of conclusions or immediately. The Lightning Network isn't completely here yet. It's a first beta. That means bugs are still around and people should test the Lightning Network, but should only test it with small amounts. So even people who have had payment channels open, and as you know, the payment channels are one of the main features of the Lightning Network. So two parties open a payment channel, and that channel can transact almost instantly and without fees at all. But the opening and the closing of that payment channel costs fees. So that way the main blockchain of Bitcoin is not getting filled up with transactions, so the payment channel can do transactions in between. So all of these people who have had payment channels open on a previous version of this Lightning Network actually need to have to close those channels before upgrading to the latest version. That's what the CTO of Lightning Labs said. So what exactly changes with this release? In the article, it says a significant step compared to previous LND releases, which is the Lightning Network daemon releases, is that the new software is compatible with various Bitcoin implementations, where the alpha versions of LND relied on BTCD to interact with Bitcoin's blockchain. Both LND and BTCD are written in Google's Go programming language. The beta release gives users the option to use their own preferred backend, including Bitcoin D, part of Bitcoin Core, which is in C++, Bcoin, which is in JavaScript, and others. This, of course, opens up a wide array of programming languages and standards that Bitcoin also supports. And this is really cool because developers can now program and work in their preferred language to build on top of this Lightning Network. Other new features implemented in the LND beta include a new private key seed format specifically designed for Lightning, improved fault tolerance in case something goes wrong, and smarter pathfinding for routing payments, as well as bug fixes and other improvements. So this is a major release, but it's still a beta release. So as we've already mentioned, bugs could appear. So if you're deciding to trying this out, only pay with small amounts, only use Bitcoin, Litecoin, very, very small amounts, because it's still something could get stuck, something could get stolen, all of these things. So it's still important to realize that beta doesn't mean production ready, and you should treat it as such. Now to the 2.5 million that have been raised. So who exactly invested this kind of money? And there were a lot of big names in there. Litecoin creator Charlie Lee, BitGo CTO Ben Davenport, Square and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, former PayPal COO and Yammer founder David Sachs, Tesla and SpaceX angel investor Bill Lee, head of Square Capital and Square's people lead Jacqueline Reses, Eventbrite co-founder Kevin Hart, Robinhood co-founder Vlad Tenev, and The Hive, the digital currency group, and others. So a lot of big name investors are believing that Lightning Labs is onto something big and interesting here. That only makes the case of Bitcoin a bit more bullish. I think in general, people were and are still waiting for the Lightning Network, for Bitcoin to have this big breakout. The price, for example, hasn't reacted really positively to this news, which is very weird, because normally then the price should shut to the top. However, the general sentiment in the market is still very unsure and bearish, so people are a bit hesitant to buy into those news. Lightning Labs is not only with this release working or releasing this general next version of Lightning Network, they're also building something called Lightning App Directory. So developers can write apps that connect to the Lightning Network. Lightning Labs Lightning App Directory already features several dozen such apps, not limited to apps developed by Lightning Labs itself. So they're building wallets, blogging, microblogging platforms, gambling sites, and on all of these things using in general the Lightning Network. So in our opinion, if you're a developer, this is actually one of the most exciting things you could do, either build on top of Ethereum or build on top of the Lightning Network, because if this is going to be a success, and we'll come to the next point about the general blockchain technology applications as well, this is your app could be really one of the applications that could make both Bitcoin and Ethereum a grand success. And this really brings us to this next news story. I haven't marked anything in the article. It says German automotive innovation could drive real world blockchain usage. And it basically talks about this concept that blockchain has a lot of hype around it. A lot of people, a lot of companies are investing into blockchain technology, are believing that cryptocurrencies are the future. And in the article, it especially talks about companies like BMW, Mercedes, and Porsche, who make kind of efforts to get into blockchain technology. Now, one of the main big problems, and this connects now to the first news story, is that cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology have not had their killer application yet. So there is not a really good application that really shows the actual power of cryptocurrencies, the actual power of blockchain technology. And the question is, what kind of app will that be? So will there be, giving an example here, will that be a Twitter, a Facebook, will that be an Oracle or a Cisco, or like something more that builds on the type of infrastructure that builds the blockchain infrastructure first? Or will it already be a consumer product, something that consumers will use, peer-to-peer money sending, or something like Revolut, where you can buy cryptocurrencies, hold them, and then change them into fiat currencies almost seamlessly? Or will it be something entirely different? Nobody really knows. And that's like the other part is, if you're a developer or interested in this type of technology, this is the right time to make your move and really invest in building up this knowledge in this area of industry, because blockchain still needs this type of killer application. It is not here. And to be honest, although the article talks about these big companies moving into blockchain technologies like Porsche and Mercedes, investing into different either startup hubs or startups directly, and trying to build stuff based on blockchain technology, I am pretty sure that the killer application will not come from a big company. It is probably 2, 3, 4 people working in a garage right now, working on something really, really interesting that the world is yet to see. So this is the kind of point I want to give when we link this article. think about what really could be the next blockchain killer application. What will be that one application that really takes blockchain technology and cryptocurrencies from like a niche to mainstream? What will be the Pokemon, the CryptoKitties, the Ciscos, the Microsofts, the Apples of these of this blockchain industry? And if you can answer this question, you will also make much, much more better investment decisions. So obviously, you can read our reports at BlueAlpineResearch.com, but this is only one part. So you will have to think about even more macro trends, more trends that will come up. And based on that, you will get to our reports. And based on them, you will then make your decision. So this is an article that I'm really I think it's interesting. It's a good point to really get a new perspective in and think about. I mean, we always, since we talk about blockchain and cryptocurrencies every day, we believe in the technology, yes, but still it's important to take a step back and get a different perspective in and try to understand what technology, what application, what kind of service will come next, and how can you profit on this? How can you invest into this, and how can you really kind of foresee what is coming up next? And with that, guys, I want to end today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and I will see you on the next one tomorrow. Take care.